tremendous performance, but your girls in excitement at the end as Kearney Catholic leads going to the mile relay. You knew you had to do pretty well, win it, finish second, and you won it and won the meet.
We did, and it was super exciting when we were getting to the mile relay. And you know, I don't know. We talk about not liking to win meets, and, you know, it's not about the points. It's about how the athletes perform and things. But, you know, that's always the icing on the cake is being able to win the meet. And I did some things on Thursday that I pulled some kids out of events, and we just kind of lightened them up just a little bit. So maybe everybody had three events instead of putting people in four events. And so I was really excited as we got through the meet, as we were getting towards the end. And we were up there because our kids, again, performed extremely well. And I've mentioned it before that we don't have a lot of first place this year, but that we have quality first place, but we also then have an awful lot of second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and that's what's been good for us, and we have a lot of depth. We can put three kids in every event and hopefully score some points, so that's what it's exciting to see. And then we get down, and, you know, I was trying to figure points in the short relay, because anybody that has been to any track meets this year that Kearney Catholic's been at, you just really know, unless they flub something up, Kearney Catholic's, especially their short relay, is going to be exceptional, because the Harburg girl that's a freshman, that's the athlete of the meet every time we go now, and definitely deserves it. She's just an outstanding sprinter, and it's fun to watch her. She's smooth. She floats. She doesn't look like she's trying, which is where you want your sprinters to be. Mm-hmm. And very much, I've commented many times, and shout out to the boys' side, with Lucas Gomez Wilson looks really, I mean, he's, the same thing's happened the last couple of weeks. He's just relaxed, he's running, and just, yeah, looks great. Mm-hmm. And so when you see that, you know, and for us, you know that Kearney Catholic's going to be great, and they did. They blasted out that, and they went ahead of us by 6 points. And so we knew in the mile relay that they didn't have a very strong mile relay. We ran against them at Broken Bow. So if they didn't score, we had to get at least third to tie them. Mm-hmm. And then if they scored, you know, we got to get better, or we got to score better to win. And we lined up, and there were going to be two heats, and then there weren't two heats, and because Kearney Catholic had pulled out their mile relay. Because just like with a little bit smaller school and the smaller schools around, you have great athletes no matter what size of school you're in, but you don't always have the depth. And, you know, they ran their girls, they've got the horses, but they run out and can't always fill all their events. And so that was our advantage. So we knew we had to get third to tie, second to win, and then we came out and ran a great relay, the fastest that we'd ran this year by a second, 4:13, and won that event by actually quite a ways. It was super competitive for the first three legs, and then Shauna Wilkinson anchored it, and just she ran a really, really strong race. Ran a 61 split, because that's all it took to win that by, you know, 5 meters or 10 meters or whatever it was that we won that. And the other three legs on that, Paige Bortner leads it off, and then Leah Spencer is on that relay. And why in the world have I lost the last person on my relay? See, it's too many days of track this year. That's messing me up with that. And then, of course, yeah, the other person is Sienna Dutton. And so they ran super well. And so we're hoping now maybe we can push it a little bit this week at Lexington, because that's one of the relays that we will keep together. Maybe we can go under that 10 at Lexington for under 4:10, and that would really set us really well in the state right now for that relay.
You kicked off the meet in your field events. I know of three PRs for sure, and I'm sure I'm missing a few, but again, the field events kicked you off in the right way.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch, and if you look at points and be during field events and you see that you score in the 30s or in the 40s in field events, that's exciting for us. And our field events have always carried us. Our throws are exceptional. Coach Bloomy does a great job with them. And, you know, we'll start with shot put then. And Corey Rippon, you know, crazy great throw for her, 39.6. It's her personal best ever. It puts her at number 8, I think, on our top 10 chart, right below Brittany Kinney, our other thrower that's the senior. And Brittany came through, and she threw 38.4, so still a good throw. She's just above that with like 39.6.5 or something is on the top 10 chart. So when we get those girls both up into the 39s, and maybe we can start inching now towards those 40s, that's exciting for us to see. So yeah, shot put started out great. They went 1-2 in shot, and then discus, when we got to discus, that was still going on, and we were in the middle of the meet, and we did not fare quite as well in the wind. Our girls just it was difficult for them in the wind, and every one of the throwers in prelims, regardless of school, struggled in the wind a little bit. And then the wind had kind of slowed down a little bit by finals. And then when they got to finals, our girls didn't even make finals. And then some of those other girls threw close to their bests in finals because the wind was down a little bit. But then you move on to, like, pole vault, and that's where we also had a crazy good day. Coach Ramsey, of course, does a great job with our vaulters and with the boy vaulters. And for that windy day that we had, the big, huge tailwind, it was... They did exceptional. Chase Free vaulted 11 foot. She goes to number three all by herself on the top 10 chart with that. Ambie Custard increased her top 10 mark to 10.6. And so that was a super exciting to see. And then Hannah Crow back to 10 foot this year. Hannah's gone 10.6 in the past. So it's super, super exciting to see those vaulters again. So that was great. Move out of vault and move into the long jump, and we had a nice surprise that we knew we started working on a couple weeks ago. Kennedy Walters, a senior, she's a sprinter, she's got some explosiveness, she's a three-sport athlete, and so we're like, okay, we know she can probably, we've had her in triple jump and high jump, and then the sprints, and we're like, you know what, why are we not trying her in long jump? And so, you know, the first week she jumped like 11 something because, you know, we just couldn't get her on the board. She jumped for a couple days, and she was not very happy with that, of course. And the next week, she jumped around 13. And then finally, she had multiple jumps over 15 at Lexington, and then went 16, 4.5. And she's 4 inches from getting on our top 10 on the long jump. And that would be a great thing. And then in triple jump, Briley Morgan made finals. Kennedy Walters made finals. They just ended up 7 and 8. But Briley jumped her personal best ever, which is a 32.1. So it was exciting to see her over 32. So that was great to see. So, yes, once again, you know, you look at our field events, and that's super exciting for us.
Good start in the field events, and it goes right to the track, and some great things happened. They started with 4x8, exciting race again for that group.
The few things that we do. We have won at most meets and almost every meet. We win shot. We do pretty well in some other events, but our relays that start and stop or end the meet are two of the great relays that we have. And so this 2 mile relay, and we put our two better, or not better, but yeah, better 800 runners. They've ran better splits this year in there. And so we thought maybe we'd run a better time than we had. But, oh, my gosh, yeah, with the wind and stuff and running anything above a 200 where you had a little wind with you was difficult for anybody. And we still won it by quite a ways, 10:23. Now, Broken Bow, oh, my gosh, they pushed us for 3.5, well, maybe 3 of the legs that they just – they were ahead of us, and that looks great for us for a little competition when we come 2 weeks when we get to conference here in McCook. So that'll be exciting. But yeah, in the end, we were again ahead by a little bit of a ways, and we ran a 10:23, which was still great, good time for that kind of day, and sets them up pretty well. And then one of the other relays, they have us that special relay. I heard Coach Sugaru talking about the sprint medley relay, and you know, I keep always thinking, gosh, we can win this. We can put together a relay and win this relay. And every year it surprises me that maybe we don't win that relay, but we get second or we get third, and that's okay too. I'm super happy with that. But we ran Kennedy Walter on that. Danica Havlicek, they both ran 200s. Leah Spencer ran the 400, and Sienna Dutton ran the 800. And we very well may have won. I don't know that we would have for sure, because Ogallala had a pretty good relay run into, we had a little bobble of the baton between the 400 and the 800, and so that slowed us down just a little bit. I don't know that it made a huge difference in actually the race, but it was fun to run that race there. And then our other relay, the short relay, came through and ran their best time of the year. You know, they went under 52, and so I was super excited with that, running 51.88. Competition-wise, we got fourth, but there's only one other team from the district in that meet, so that was exciting to see.
That's three sophomores and a senior in that 4x1.
Three sophomores and a senior, and we have the ability that hopefully this looks like the group right now, because they're running real great. And so then next year, you know, just looking to the future, we'll be able to plug somebody in. We still have a lot of youth on that. So that's going to be exciting for us. And then, you know, we enter the running events, and everybody competes. We talk about that relay running so well, and then we don't have anybody that makes the finals of the 100 or the 200. And that's just where we're at right now. We have girls that are fast. We just don't have those girls that are super fast and are in that. And we're working a little closer to that because, you know, our two girls in the 100 went 9:10. So, you know, they miss it by just that. The two girls in the 200 go 9:11. So, you know, we're just on that brink of breaking into the finals in the sprints. The 400 meters, Shauna got sixth in that, but she had ran the 2 mile relay. We had talked about it. That's a tough back to back. You know, it takes a really, 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 really special athlete to be able to do that consistently, and especially with the day, hot, windy. That was tough. I thought Shauna ran fine. I thought she ran great. It was a good race after her 2 mile relay. So I was happy with it. And then of course she comes back and anchors the relay at the end and does great. And mentioned Shauna, she did a great thing for us on Thursday. She stayed out on the field and helped Gothenburg clean up the field a little bit with all the trash that had blown around and everything, and got a nice email from Gothenburg coaches yesterday congratulating or thanking her for doing that and saying, you know, Shauna's a special athlete on the track, but, you know, she also does some other things that make her great and a great representative of McCook High School. So I just wanted to make sure I got that mentioned.
Sure,
because
you bet.
That, you know, you see him as the athlete, but everything else is what makes people, you know, great at what they do. And then, you know, Sammy came through in the 2 mile and got second in that, running a 13:06. Again, the wind kind of hurt her a little bit on that. Layson Keller in the 100 hurdles, and Jaylee Walgren they both make finals, and Layson runs and gets fifth, and then Jaylee gets eighth, but still runs a good time in the finals. She ran a 17:94 in the finals, which is her personal best for us this year, Jaylee's, and then Layson ran a 17:01, so that was exciting. And then Layson came back in the 300 hurdles and got fifth for us. So we had some performances on the day, and then you go to the mile, which we've had. You know, we're strong in the distance right now, and that's exciting to see. And Izzy Renner has been running great this year. She runs on the relay, and then she runs the mile, and she ran a 5:48, and her best was last week in that 5:44. So you think about the wind and everything, and it wasn't quite as bad for the mile. It started to calm down a little bit, but she ran great. Emma Kappel comes back and runs the 5:50, and Sammy runs under 6:02, and we go 3:47 in that. And so that definitely helped us in our points getting to that championship.
I know the high jump, we mentioned your high jump. Going back to field events, I think your high jumpers, a couple of young ones are still coming around for you.
Yeah, and our high jump, they've actually performed really well for us. Jaylee Walgren has gone 4:10 as a freshman, and then Emma Kappel's gone 4:08 as a freshman. And so that's exciting to see. And it was just a little bit tougher of a day with the wind and everything, and so they didn't quite make those marks. But hopefully this week at Lexington, and I think we're actually going to, because they're freshmen, I'm going to take those two also to Hitchcock County on Wednesday and let them have another meet, because, you know, we only have 7 varsity meets. Mm-hmm. And so we have the ability to take some kids other places, and that one's always a great meet to go to. We like going over to Hitchcock County, and then when I can bring freshmen, you know, I don't feel like I'm trying to stack the deck or anything like that against the other schools when I can bring a freshman over and have them compete. So I think I'm going to try to take them there. They're not going to run their normal events. We may run a mile relay at the end just with some kids that have never ran it before for us. But yeah, we're looking forward to seeing them jump better. And then we'll take them to Lexington and see what they can do there and have a couple events for them at Lexington.
And the hurdle field was pretty tough on the girls' side too, wasn't it?
It is. And it's a good field. And watching the hurdlers, and you know, you have the horn girl from Scotts Bluff, and then you have the girl that actually won, and I'm
O'Hare.
Her name. Yeah, O'Hare. Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah. And then generally the other Harbor girl from Kearney Catholic. Yeah. And it just happened that we were able to, they had a little bit tougher days like the Harbor girl, and we were able to gain some places on them. But yes, the hurdle field is fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Because they're, again, and that's what's going to be the nice thing about Lexington is, you know, there's 18 teams right now that are registered for it. The smaller schools bring their elite kids, and then the bigger schools, we try to take, you know, the bulk of our team,
right,
that has a shot of placing and everything, because they place 8, no team scores, and we get to see some good kids. Kearney will be there, and their varsity's coming to it, and so, again, we have some competition there. It may not be quite the level it was, you know, years ago when it was a mini-state meet. It was, oh my gosh, it was a tough meet, but still great quality, and it doesn't matter what meet you go to, because then we had the JV meet yesterday, and like I said earlier, it doesn't matter where you're at, you have quality kids on every single team. and those quality kids would compete at any level. It wouldn't matter the level. And so it's fun to watch those meets. It's fun to see kids that you don't always get to see, and it's fun to take our kids over. Sometimes they get a little frustrated because we do take our freshmen, sophomores, or our kids that aren't quite varsity yet, and they don't place, and you know, we ended up with like three places yesterday, or four places, because yesterday they went, you know, we are deep in the vault. We went 1, 2, 3 in the vault yesterday, and so you get to see that kind of stuff and then be successful there. And then sometimes we kind of want to throw those kids in to see if they can be successful. But like I said, there's quality everywhere. Mm-hmm. The jumps, the throws, everything is quality at those JV meets. So it's great that our kids get to have that competition. Mm-hmm. That just prepares them for when we move on and they move up in a year or two and are on the varsity.
Yeah, you got to give those other kids a chance, you know, if they're not quite varsity level just yet, and these other meets around here gives you that chance.
And I am so thankful for the schools around that allow us to do that. Mm-hmm. And so thanks to them, and thanks for all the other schools that are okay to see us come, and hopefully we don't, you know, overdo sometimes what we bring.
And you'll have a chance, as you said, Hitchcock on Wednesday, and then the following Monday is your own JV meet, which is always, you get a lot of people here.
Yeah, we do, and it's exciting, and we do open that up, and we have a few of we used to have more small school varsities that would come to that, and I think maybe we only have one or two now, but it also allows the area schools that are a little bit smaller, that they want to bring some JV kids over that don't always get to compete, that they can come over, and it's just it's truly a JV meet. So that's nice, and it's nice that we host that. We have a junior high meet here on Monday. Mm-hmm. and then two weeks from today we have conference, and so anybody that wants to see a good track meet come out that day, and they'll see some good competition in town. Maybe not quite like when we brought GNAC to town a few years ago when it was still the big GNAC, but this is still going to be a super quality meet. Great schools, and schools that we see all year long and are familiar to everybody around the area, so that's exciting too.